WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Swarnham & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included a report on this week's meeting of the Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says the Brazos Transit District is expanding services.
The district will be running bigger buses than the small ones that they have had. And they will also be running an express bus from downtown Bryan to A&M and also to Tower Point, and then returning from Tower Point. So that will be an opportunity for people to get to work in ways they maybe haven't had before.
Brick also says in the next year and a half, the district would be installing signs at busy locations noting bus times and installing enclosed areas where riders can wait during inclement weather. Texas A&M has announced the death of longtime public address announcer and veterinary college professor Dr. Roger Feldman. He was the voice of Kyle Field for more than 30 years and also did basketball games and track and field meets. His announcing was also heard during both vet school and regular graduation exercises for decades. Visitation and a memorial service are next week. Details are online at WTAW.com, along with more biographical information. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced funding of more than $2 billion of highway projects. About $8 million will be spent in Brazos County, and $5 million of that was the previously approved reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between Highway 21 and the William Joel Bryan and Boonville exits. Also funded are repairs to Highway 21 from 47 to the railroad tracks in West Bryan and miscellaneous work on University between Texas and Taro. A baby girl is dead, and the mother's boyfriend is accused of killing her.
35-year-old Lawrence Tennell was arrested for the murder of 7-month-old Haley Burleson. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, when the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon, she found Tennell holding the child, who was already blue, and he had blood on the front of his shirt. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor, and she was not making any noises.
It was later that investigators learned that the child had multiple severe injuries, including broken bones.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says even though an arrest was made, it is still an ongoing investigation. During the police interview, Tennell said he was under the influence of PCP after a bottle of the liquid broke in a pants pocket and the drug was absorbed into his skin. For more on the story, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This week's arrest by College Station Police includes a local woman charged with taking 125 items from Walmart valued at nearly $800. In a separate case, a 17-year-old driver told officers he didn't report knocking down a school speed zone pole near Creekview Elementary School because he was scared of getting into trouble with his parents. In Bryan, police arrested three local drivers who have a combined 60 suspensions and 23 convictions for driving with an invalid license. Details are online at WTAW.com. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls tomorrow at the Crystal Park Plaza. Students and teachers from across the Brazos Valley have created handmade bowls for you to purchase.
You pay $10 for a bowl, and it also comes with a bowl of gourmet soup from one of the participating restaurants, places like Shipwreck Grill, Amico Nave, Casa Rodriguez is going to be here.
Tucker Young from Bryan Broadcasting says the money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. Tomorrow's event starts at 10:30 and lasts until bowls and soup run out. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwerneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwerneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwerneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwerneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
Let's do some weather. It's 710. The weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Not a lot of sunshine in our forecast, unfortunately, as we head into the weekend, but mostly cloudy skies today with highs near 45. Clouds breezy tonight, lows near 35. Clouds back tomorrow. Temperatures will warm up closer to 50. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy with lows around 45. Looking ahead to Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Could see an isolated shower Sunday. Temperatures, they're going to be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the high school action heating up in the high school playoffs. We've got winners and losers from last night and scheduling through the weekend. A&M women's basketball took one on the chin with 0.1 second left in the game. A&M baseball looks to try and stay perfect, and we'll cover all that and more for you in sports at 7:50.
There you go, about 7:11. We had the story in the newscast at the bottom of the hour, and we'll repeat it again. The College Station City Council has decided to name a park in honor of Art Bright. He and his wife, the first to move into the Raintree subdivision. Art Bright was a pretty neat guy. Art Bright was my coach. He was the principal one year while I was there. But he was also a teacher, okay? Now, in addition to that, I mean, most teachers will teach history, geography, something like that. Art Bright was a math teacher, okay? Art Bright would coach, and then he would go teach kids trig and Algebra 3 and calculus, okay? This guy was really something. And then when he gets finished with his career in College Station schools, he goes out and helps them build, 40 houses in Habitat for Humanity? Art Bright was a neat guy, and Art Bright was, you call people educators. Art Bright was an educator, so I'm glad that they're going to honor him in that way. All right, if you're an old guy like I am and I say J.C. Whitney, do you know what that means? It's the J.C. Whitney catalog. Now, the J.C. Whitney catalog was around back when the first car that we got was old, and we needed to do things to add to it to make it really neat. Do you remember the steer wheel spinner knob?
The knob, sure.
I mean, that used to be a pretty hot item.
Until they realized they could kill you.
Well, but power power steering was not standard on every vehicle.
It was not.
It was a two-handed job, and if you needed to keep one hand free, then this took care of it for you.
For your famous bowl.
Exactly. Well, that too, yeah. By the way, J.C. Whitney still sells them. For $22.75, you can get one that looks like a 44 Magnum handgun. The cylinder of. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's the kind of thing that they do. But they also did some other stuff, so now here they are. 100 years later, they put together a list of the strangest things that J.C. Whitney would sell you for your car back when you needed something to make it kind of neat. For instance, in the early 70s, they had this thing called an FM stereo adapter. Hey, hey. Gave you that big echo chamber sound. Okay. They also did fuzzy car muffs.
Fuzzy car muffs?
Yeah. Hanging a pair of fuzzy dice, you know, in the rearview mirror. Was a fashion statement, if you'll remember that. Well, they also had these little fuzzy white fur that went around the mirrors or around the horn rims or the visors of the car.
Oh, yes, I remember,
remember that?
Yes, I do.
They had the dashboard record player. You could put 45s right in there on a dashboard-mounted turntable. J.C. Whitney. Also, they had the automotive radio phone. Talk about turning your ordinary sedan into the car of the future. This device predated the cell phone by at least two decades. Essentially, it turned a car, truck, or boat into a low-powered radio station that boosted a range of up to 10 miles for communicating with family and associates. How do you like that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They sold gyroscopic stabilizers.
For okay. what?
Well, I mean, it sounds like something out of Star Trek, but actually what happened was for 1995, you would get these dual gyros that would, well, they basically make the sound of you know, wah, 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 and they would it says, automatically balance your wheels. I'm thinking no. How about this? There was nothing more dangerous, even back then with distracted driving, than trying to choose your radio station. Because, you know, you had like five buttons to push or something, and maybe there was another station you wanted. They had the foot-operated remote radio selector.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
And again, if you're older, you remember that the high beam switch used to be down on the floor for your lights.
Upper left-hand corner.
You know, so, but they did that as well.
Years ago, my mother was pulled over when I was in the car.
Right.
And it's because the police officer said, ma'am, you need to learn to turn your high beams down. She said, if you can show me where it is in this new car, I'll do it.
There you go. Now.
Because it's not on the floor.
How about if you're taking a long trip back in the days before speed control, cruise control,
yep.
Okay? Your right foot would get tired.
Yep.
They introduced the Direct Deluxe Left Foot Accelerator. A second accelerator on the left side so you could use your left foot every
really?
Once in a while. Yep, they did.
Never seen that before.
And in the 1960s, back in the day, they had the in-car coffee kit. It was a travel mug, and it had all the stuff that you needed to be able to make coffee. J.C. Whitney catalog. They've been around for 100 years selling stuff like that.
And they
that.
Still are.
They are still around. They are still around.
I'm going to exactly have to look right. that up. That's cool.
The internet, well, we know it's going to change, but at least up until now, you have an opportunity to bid on Rob Ford's controversial crack cocaine confession tie. The tie that he wore when he confessed to doing all that stuff that he did. So it's out there and available for you. He's being treated for a form of cancer right now. He's auctioning off some of his memorabilia that he collected over the years, including what appears to be the football tie that he wore when he admitted to smoking crack cocaine. In the eBay description, Ford said that the tie was the, quote, only one of these in existence, featuring a logo from NFL teams of the past and present. Previously, he had announced that he would be selling his memorabilia with 10% of the proceeds going toward research in the care of cancer. An assistant for Mr. Ford did not say what would be done with the rest of the money. Letting you know. If you want to have a little bit of Rob Ford in your life. And after all, who wouldn't, right? He looks like Chris Farley's older brother, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Or maybe younger brother.
Oh, he looks like exactly the character sure. Down by the river!
That's the one. New data from the folks at SeaWorld say the attendance at that park has declined by about 1 million people over the last year. Went down from 23.4 to 22.4 million. And what they're saying is it's because of a documentary came out that was called Blackfish, which was critical of the way that they handle killer whales. Partially in response to that negative publicity, SeaWorld has announced the construction of larger environments for the animals and said it would fund research projects to help protect whales that are out in the wild. So, we'll see. Apple's got a new toy coming out. Hey, hey, sent out those invitations to the event to introduce the Apple Watch the day after people have set their clocks and watches forward for daylight saving time. So it'll be a week from Monday. The new smartwatch is due to ship to stores in April. Really been very little information about this watch other than it comes in two sizes and three styles. Got your classic, your sport, and your gold editions, and it costs $350. Well, excuse me, $349. The watch will also include sensors to detect pulse rates and other health-related features and must be paired with an iPhone to work properly.
Of course it does.
It's just not going to do it. Me prudent. Not going to do it. All right. Yeah. They just want you to be an Apple person, okay? Just, you know, get along.
I have friends that have Apple problems. They have an Apple issue.
What is that?
That means they've got the iPad 2, iPhone 5.967.
Issue would indicate that that's a problem.
Yes, that's called an addiction.
No.
Because I have an Oakley problem.
It's complete buy-in. You get in the environment. They all work together. I get that.
They're a happy family.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, no, I like interoperability too much.
All right. Okay. Next time you get a virus, let me know. I'm just saying.
Hey, Apples get them too.
Okay.
And so does Windows XP.
Did I mention that House of Cards is available now?
You did.
Oh, man.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Lunch is going to be fun.
All right. You'll be late for lunch today, coming back from lunch. Who among us has not wanted to ride the luggage carousel at the airport?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, it's frowned upon. Just want to let you know. Lead singer for a group called Puddle of Mud.
Yep. They've been here. Yeah.
Have they?
Uh-huh. At Reed.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was arrested for doing just that at the Denver International Airport. Airport video recorded the incident. Turns out that Wes Scantlin was trespassing. Oh, that's what they call it? The belt he rode was for airport personnel only and is in a restricted area.
Airport personnel get to ride that?
I don't know. In other words, if you work for the airline, you get really cheap airline seats and you get to ride in the luggage carousel? Wow.
I'm in.
I'm going to say, not bad at all. If you're looking for a new vacation spot, how about renting an entire village? Oh, wait a minute. It's in Hungary, and I guess you got to pay to get there.
Well, there'd be just one problem with that.
Yeah.
Then you'd be the village idiot.
You're very nice. Oh. The small town of Megyer, which is located about 120 miles southwest of Budapest, in case you care, has a population of 18, and it's available for rent for less than $800 a day. Hey, that's probably not bad.
No.
Can you go pass a bunch of ordinances and change stuff and then leave?
I'm just wondering, what do you walk up and go, no, I'm sorry, I'm taking your house today. Yeah,
something like that. Renters can use, they have 7 guest houses there that sleep up to 39 people. Well, heck, if you get like 40 folks there, that's not much money at all. That's pretty good. They all also have a barn and 10 acres of farmland and 4 entire streets.
Do they have a bar?
It says here you have access to livestock, 3 sheep, 2 cows, and 6 horses. Oh, and you even become the deputy mayor. Oh, see, no, but just deputy. That means that the mayor can overturn anything that you did,
yeah,
I guess.
Then why bother?
Wait till the mayor's out of town.
Yeah, exactly.
The mayor wants to bring in some revenue, okay, and some attention to his little hamlet.
Perhaps hi, and welcome to Kevinakia.
Well, the other thing is, you know, I guess they don't have enough cars going through, so they can't make it a speed trap, so that's what they do. That's how they do that. Yeah, not bad.
Do you get your picture up there with the rest of the Burgermeisters?
You know, I'm not sure. Or you could put up a little sign, say, home of, you know, Kevin for the day, something like that.
I love that.
Yeah, you can take a picture of it, send it to your friends. That's what the internet's for. Now, I don't know why, well, we're not in that part of the country, but if for people in the Northeast, well, I didn't think of this. There's a Massachusetts man who has started shipsnowyo.com. Shipsnowyo.com. So that he can ship snow, or you can, to your friends or family in warmer climates. Did I see a picture of a senator who brought a snowball to the floor of the Senate yesterday?
Mm-hmm. That was Imhoff. Right?
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's from Oklahoma, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Just to let him know that there's no global warming. Yeah. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, on his site, he has all sorts of opportunities for you. If you're interested, he will not just send a water bottle filled with the white stuff for $19.99. You can also purchase 6 pounds of snow for just $89. He said, I put the snow in a plastic bag, and then I put it in tin foil. Then I put that package in an insulated container that's about 1.5 inches thick, and then I'll ship it overnight. It's sealed up tight like Omaha Steaks packaging.
So then it's going to be a chunk of ice when you get it.
I guess that's probably right. He says he has shipped snow all over the country since he started doing this. And he'll do it within 10 hours of getting the order. ShipSnowYo.com. For people who obviously have too much time and money.
And here he comes. It's the Crawfish Man. He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for crawfish to go. Call Boudreaux right now. 406-2222. 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. On the computer too at crawfishtogo.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, call 800-464-3419. 800-464-3419. 800-464-3419.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care, focused on you.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Mostly cloudy today. We are going to see some sunshine, though, here just this morning here in a little while, it looks like. Northeasterly winds at about 10 to 15. With a high of 44 and the winds like that, it's not going to feel all that comfortable. 32 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll have anywhere from a 30 to 50% chance of showers starting Saturday, going all the way through Tuesday. Good news is that it starts to warm up a little bit. 67 on Sunday, 72 on Monday, and up to 75 on Tuesday is what they're telling us. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7. Humidity 70%. Wind chill is 29. We've got overcast skies, and it's 35.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the political theater has already started anticipating the upcoming Supreme Court case on Obamacare. Briefly, here is what the case is about. The way Obamacare was written, only those who live in the 13 states that set up their own health care exchanges are eligible for government subsidies. It's right there in black and white. Yet the regime, ignoring their own law, extended those subsidies to people in the remaining 37 states as well. The Supreme Court will decide if the regime can continue to break the law. Decision is expected in June. Now, if the regime loses, millions of people who now get subsidies will lose them. You can imagine what would happen next. We'd get 50 shades of sob stories, hard luck cases, tears, protests. And the Republicans know that, too. At least some of them do. So they are asking what the regime plans to do if they lose the case. And this is where the political theater begins. The HHS Secretary, Sylvia Burwell, sent a letter to Senator Orrin Hatch, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee. And she told him there are no administrative actions that could stop the massive damage to Obamacare if they lose the case. Now, what does that tell you? Just one thing. If Obama loses this case, they want people to hurt. The regime isn't doing one blessed thing to try to help them who will be hurt when they lose subsidies. On the contrary, Obama sees their pain as just another political opportunity to be exploited. More on this in days to come.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are blessed enough to own land and you're looking for the right tractor to care for your little corner of heaven, I want to tell you about my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Homegrown quality is part of every Mahindra tractor because they're assembled right here in the good old U.S. of A. by hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania, Kansas, California, Tennessee, and Texas. And right now, you can gear up for spring with Mahindra's special red tag savings, like zero interest for 84 months. Or up to $4,500 cash back on Mahindra's power package. Plus, you'll also get the industry's leading five-year warranty. So look up, friends, at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first family to live in College Station's Raintree subdivision will be honored with the neighborhood park in their name. The city council last night approved the change for the late Art Bright and his wife Myra following a presentation led by Harry Whitner.
Neil Sperry made a comment that Art, as an educator, was a rock star. He also said that he learned over time that the love for Myra was to the end of pie, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
A correction, that was Henry Whitner. Mr. Bright spent 54 years in the College Station School District as a teacher, coach, and administrator. His volunteer work included overseeing the construction of 25 Habitat for Humanity homes. Generations of Texas A&M sports fans and students in the vet school grew up with the voice of Roger Feldman. The university announced Dr. Feldman died Wednesday in College Station at the age of 89. Feldman was the public address announcer at Kyle Field for football games and track and field meets for more than 30 years. He also did basketball games at G. Raleigh White, along with vet school and regular graduations for many years at the Coliseum and Breed Arena. More biographical information is online at WTAW.com, along with details of next weekend's funeral visitation and memorial service. A man has been arrested for the murder of his girlfriend's baby girl.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the infant's mother came home Wednesday afternoon to find her boyfriend holding her baby, who was already blue.
A mother of a seven-month-old child called and stated that her child was unresponsive. Dispatch started giving them her and a male resident instructions on how to give CPR.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says seven-month-old Haley Burleson was pronounced dead at the hospital. McKeithen says after speaking to everyone involved with the baby, 35-year-old Talorence Tennell was arrested for murder. Tennell told detectives he and the baby were sleeping on his bed. When he woke up, he found her on the floor and she was not making any noises. According to the arrest report, a doctor told investigators the victim sustained injuries that were not consistent with falling off a bed, but appeared to have been caused by blunt force trauma. The injuries include multiple skull fractures and other broken bones. More on the story is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three local drivers who have a combined 60 suspensions and 23 convictions were arrested this week by Bryan Police for driving with an invalid license.
A Bryan man spent less than 2 hours in jail before posting bond for his latest arrest of driving with an invalid license with priors. 23-year-old Seth Neal was stopped for not using his turn signal during a lane change. According to Neal's arrest report, his driving record includes 24 suspensions and 6 convictions. Driver of an SUV who was stopped for running a stop sign told a Bryan officer she recently paid off her tickets, but her license was suspended. 24-year-old Ann Volter of College Station, who has a driving record, according to the arrest report, of 21 suspensions and 10 convictions, is out of jail on bond. Bryan officers that stopped an SUV reported leaving the scene of a disturbance at HEB at Texas and Highway 21 led to the driver's arrest. According to jail records, it's the third time since December that 24-year-old Rayburn Walker of Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license. According to the arrest report, Walker's driving record includes 15 suspensions and 7 convictions, 5 for an invalid license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An armed robbery at the Zone Apartments on Holloman Drive did nothing for the suspect except make him a wanted man. College Station police say the victim was visiting a friend on Thursday night when the suspect, described as a 6-foot, 190-pound black male with an athletic build, demanded his property, but he had none.
A suspect fled on foot. CSPD asks anyone with information to contact the department at 764-3600 or 775-TIPS. The Texas Transportation Commission has approved funding for more than $2 billion of new and existing highways for Brazos County. That includes about $8 million towards the three projects announced a month ago. That includes replacing freeway on and off ramps in Bryan between the Boonville and William Joel Bryan exit and Highway 21, miscellaneous work on University between Tarot and Texas, and repairs on Highway 21 in West Bryan between the railroad tracks and Highway 47. In surrounding counties, funding was approved for a new intersection at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville and rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line to near Huntsville. Meantime, there's a new district engineer in charge of the TxDOT region based in Bryan. Lance Simmons succeeds Catherine Heil, who recently retired after 5 years leading the 10-county district. Simmons, a Texas A&M graduate, spent the last 11 years in East Texas working out of the district office in Atlanta. With tomorrow's high temperature predicted to be around 50, it couldn't be a better day for a hot bowl of soup. Bryan Broadcasting's Tucker Young says the Empty Bowls event is about more than just soup.
It's a way where you can support local kids that are learning art, and they've got art classes, and it gives them a great experience being able to show their art. But it also goes to help the hungry in the Brazos Valley, too.
For a $10 donation, you can get a handmade bowl and decorate it by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soups from local restaurants. The money raised will benefit the A&M Consolidated Food Pantry and the Arts Council. The event starts at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at the Crystal Park Plaza. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get into Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. Right now, save $7,500 off MSRP on a new 2014 Nissan Titan SV, equipped with a value truck package to make sure the job gets done. Now is the time to take advantage of these great savings. Hurry in now during the Nissan Now sales event going on at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 36314. Discount includes $3,650 Douglas discount, $2,500 Nissan customer cash, and $1,350 customer cash bonus.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here we go.
Considerable cloudiness today with temperatures around 45 this afternoon. We stay cloudy tonight, lows near 35. The winds will start to pick up. Warmer weather will start to move in over the weekend. Lots of clouds tomorrow, highs near 50. Tomorrow night, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy. Temperatures are going to end up around 45. For Sunday, clouds and some breaks of sunshine with the risk of a shower. Milder by Sunday, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A three-pointer by Stock. Got it to go. Point one left.
And that's how the Aggs lost it last night. A&M women's basketball took it on the chin. We'll have more on that. High school basketball action in full swing for the playoffs and more in sports here in about 13 minutes.
Yeah, that loss could have some ramifications.
Yipper.
Yeah, you know, wanting to be able to host here. We'll see. Obviously, we lost Roger Feldman earlier this week. Knew Roger on a lot of different levels. He had children who were classmates of mine, so I got to see that part of Roger Feldman, where he would do anything that he could to help during A&M consolidated functions, not only athletic, but academic as well. Whenever he was called to do something, Roger would almost always say yes. Yet with a busy schedule, he always had time to follow what his children were doing, whether it was academic or athletic endeavors at Consolidated. I was fortunate enough to have Roger's broadcast partner for 1 year when we did A&M Consolidated basketball together, and I enjoyed the stories that he'd tell me. What you may not know is that he came here from Iowa, where I believe he was a city councilman there.
Really?
Yeah, well, but he never talked about that, and that's kind of the way Roger was. Roger went out, and he did his job and took care of things. And those who understand the way that Roger looked at doing his job no matter what whether it was one-on-one as a mentor for students at A&M or as a professor, or as the way that so many people knew him, as a public address announcer. And Roger was chosen as the voice of A&M Athletics because at that time he took a very serious view of a public address announcer's job, and that was, much like the referees, you should not be part of the game. You should be in the background, and you should be there to do what you need to do. But that was the template that was set at that time, and for those of us who followed him as PA announcers, he led by example. And when the Southwest Conference needed an announcer for their track meet, Roger Feldman was the guy who always did it. And when the Southwest Conference needed a PA announcer for their basketball games, Roger Feldman always did it. Roger Feldman was a great asset to this community. I'm glad I got to know him, and I'm glad I got to learn from him. That said, if I said leprosy to you, would you say they don't do that around here anymore?
Right.
No. How about Daytona Beach, Florida?
Whoa.
Yeah, uh-huh. As a matter of fact, three cases have been diagnosed there. So we'll see what happens. All the health department guy would say is, quote, it's not very contagious at all.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, that makes you feel better, doesn't it?
I still think the crowds are going to be tripping over themselves to get out of there.
Why did they put them on an island all by themselves? There. Just saying. Well, I mean, if it's not very contagious, I'm just saying. Anyway. So do you leave your phone charger plugged in your car?
Uh-huh.
It's draining your battery.
Oh, well.
Yes.
It starts.
That's it. Yep. Until it doesn't.
For now.
That's right. Eric Peters, who's the author of the book Automotive Atrocities, says most people don't pay attention to their car battery until it dies, and that's a big mistake. He says keeping the battery at full charge extends its life. Repeated charging and discharging will weaken its ability to hold a charge over time.
That's true.
Well, yeah, but who's doing, you know, so anyway. To avoid depleting your battery, don't use the radio or the headlights or the interior lights or any other accessories when the car engine is off. So there. And leaving that GPS charger plugged in is a constant draw on your battery. Even if you don't use your car, there's a gradual draw of current from your battery. And if you've got a vehicle that just sits there, just go out there and start it once a week, okay?
It'd be nice to have a little switch on your dashboard, just a kill switch, and it's wired in such a way that you can boonk.
Well, but then does it turn off the clock that's in there,
I guess,
and you have to reset it, you know?
Yeah. Get a second battery for that.
That, yeah, of course. Well, they have a deal called a trickle charger.
Uh-huh, they do.
Costs about $40 if you
I use one for my motorcycle.
Yeah. One of the great things is if you have a diesel truck, you know, you get to have two. It's two batteries. It's twice as much fun. And the problem is, if you got to replace one, you better replace both of them, just because, you know, you should. Yesterday, we talked about the most addictive foods. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, is it like pizza and chocolate and chips and cookies and ice cream and all that kind of stuff? Because, well, they're... Cucumbers and carrots weren't on the list, is all I'm saying. And broccoli would never make it. But now that brings up the question, because almost every guy has been told that he eats too fast and should slow down. Is it because of gender? Researchers hooked up electrodes to the jaws of men and women and gave them some rice to eat. The results? Men did eat faster than women, on average twice as fast as women. And there were two reasons. First, we take bigger bites. And secondly, generally chew our food faster than women. But the third thing they didn't mention are guys are competitive, okay?
Yeah.
They want to be able to do that. The advice is not for women to speed up, but for men to take smaller bites. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, because when you get to the pizza buffet, you want to be taking smaller bites. When they bring that 3 pounds of brisket out there on the butcher paper, you want to be taking smaller bites. At the very least, reduce your risk of choking by eating slower as well. Like, that's going to do it, okay? You sit down with your buds this weekend and decide to slam down a lot of food. Yeah, you go ahead and be the one who's eating slower, okay? You be sure and chew your food 25 times before you swallow it. Let me know how all that works out for you.
We're guaranteed to have one listener. Mr. Downs was saying, was telling me the key off turns off the lighter plug, and off goes the phone charger.
Oh!
But that's only in some cars.
Ah, okay.
Because our accessory lighter, because they're no longer cigarette lighters,
right,
the accessory plug stays on in our car, which is nice because I let my phone charge while I go shop.
That's it. Hello?
These are the same people that want us to put the seat down.
Yeah.
The same people. Those people.
I was going to say, sir, do you live alone?
Whether you're getting married
or thinking about getting married,
be sure to pick up the new issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. You'll find pictures of beautiful local brides, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite engagement rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. It features only the best to help you in your wedding planning.
Pick up your free copy today at VIP Bridal, Village Foods, Rudy's Barbecue, the Chocolate Gallery, and many other places around town, or read it online at brazosvalleybride.com.
Howland Honda is extending the fantastic pilot sale thanks to an overwhelming response in January. Hurry in now to get employee pricing on all 2015 Honda Pilots. Save even more with interest rates as low as 0.9%. With savings like these, there is no better time than right now to drive away in a new Honda Pilot. Employee pricing for everyone ends soon. So get to Allen Honda today, 2450 Earl Rutter Freeway. Your one-stop shopping place.
Let's give away some Aggie baseball tickets. They're playing Dartmouth, as a matter of fact. Playing tonight, 695-1620. 695-1620.
Woohoo!
Got a pair of tickets for that. You know why it's the Ivy League, right? You know why it's the Ivy League? Dartmouth is a member of the Ivy League.
Yes.
The reason it's the Ivy League, not because of the stuff that grows on the walls. There were four schools originally in there. If you do your Roman numerals, that would be IV. Aha!
Really?
Yes.
I had never heard that
well,
before.
Well, now you know. That's why you listen. Who's this?
Kayla Key.
Kayla?
Yes.
Keys.
Yes.
Got a pair of tickets for you for Dartmouth tonight. Come by and pick them up.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, let's give away some more. You want to go see A&M play baseball this weekend?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
John Summers.
John, I got tickets for Saturday or Sunday. Your choice, buddy.
Saturday.
All right, Saturday. You got to come by here and pick them up. How you like that? Did that just because we could. Australian researchers have found two new species of spiders. Two new species of spiders. And we didn't do the story, but I think some guy named a wasp after the goalie for
Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, Boston Bruins, because he grew up in Newton, Massachusetts, and thought that would be a cool thing to do,
well,
which is fine.
Wasps are black and yellow. Boston's okay. Black and yellow.
Fine, sure makes all the sense in the world. Well, here we go. The new spider species that they found in Australia, just adorable. Skeletorus and Sparkle Muffin.
Sparkle Muffin.
Sparkle Muffin for the name of a spider. Apparently, they're varieties of the peacock spider. The Skeletorus got their name from the white and black markings, like Skeletor. Probably, so it looks like Bob Schieffer on the back. That's kind of cool. And then the Sparkle Muffin has the distinctive bright bluish and reddish stripes on their body. So,
Sparkle Muffin.
I like it. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Can I tell you a couple of things that are really bugging me about the way family is being undervalued and even undermined in society today? The first is the idea that, you know what, dads don't matter. And the second is the belief that children get in the way of an adult's happiness. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're both flat-out lies. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. First of all, make no mistake, dads do matter. Every day at Focus on the Family, we hear from families all over the country and even around the world. The stories they share confirm to me again and again just how crucial a father's role is in the lives of his children. I also know from personal experience how much a dad counts in your life. Not only did I grow up without one, but now that I am a dad, I can see the influence of my role when I get to listen to my boys talk about their day or when I'm able to offer them guidance. And as for children getting in the way of your happiness, modern parents would do well to understand what past generations knew intuitively. Parenting isn't a bed of roses, but children are the source of some of life's greatest joys. We may have less money for cars or big vacations, but when you compare that to being there when your baby takes his first steps, or when they climb into bed with you on a stormy night and snuggle up next to you, then you know they are actually part of the happiness you feel. If you could use some help rediscovering the joys of parenting, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. This morning, it is brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. Chase Brooks scored with 2 seconds left in the third overtime to give the Brenham Cubs a 93-91 win over Bryan in the Class 5A Area Boys Playoffs. Brenham advances. The Bryan boys finished their season with a record of 18-11. After a 23-year hiatus, the 13th-ranked Consol Lady Tigers will play unranked Lumberton today in Aldine at 3:30. That game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Rudder Ladies will play in Aldine as well. They'll tip it off against Barbers Hill, that on the Zone HD. A&M women's basketball had a tough one last night. With just seconds remaining, they were having to play without their leader, Jordan Jones, who was sidelined with an injury during the second half. Missouri fouled Curtis Knox and sent her to the free throw line, where she made a pair to give the Aggies a 2-point lead with 7.7 seconds left. And then,
here we go. Michaelis has it. 6 seconds left. Guarded by Williams. Kick out. A 3-pointer by Stock. Got it to go. 0.1 left.
Maddie Stock hit the game-winning 3-pointer with 1/10 of a second left to give Missouri the 70-69 upset win over number 12 A&M. Assistant coach Amy Wright on losing their leader, Jordan Jones.
What Jordan brings to the table is leadership, and she's a calming factor, not only offensively but defensively. She understands everything we're trying to do, and Curtis came in and did an admirable job.
Yeah.
You can't take anything away from her. She knocks down 2 3 of those down here, puts us up by 2, and, you know, you're not pointing fingers. It's not all her, but she's the one that came off the ball at the end.
Sure.
It's not all her.
The Aggies conclude the regular season Sunday at LSU. Tip-off for that game slated for 1 o'clock. And that game will be on 1620 WTAW. Aggie baseball looks to continue their perfect season as they host Dartmouth in the Big Green out of the Ivy League for a 3-game series. Dartmouth hasn't started their season yet. The Aggies will be their first game. Aggies will send junior writer A.J. Minter to the mound. He's 2-0 on the young season against junior Duncan Robinson. First pitch today, 6:35 tomorrow, 2:05 Sunday at 12:05. The 22nd-ranked A&M softball team hosts Boston University, Illinois State, and UTSA at the Aggie Softball Complex this weekend for the A&M Invitational. Pre-game is 2:45, and the first pitch is at 3. We carry that one on 1510 KAGC. On now to the NFL, where Adrian Peterson is a step closer to playing for the NFL after a federal judge cleared the way for the Minnesota Viking running back to be reinstated. U.S. District Judge David Dottie has ruled yesterday that the NFL, quote, failed to meet their duty in Peterson's child abuse case that shook the league. The league suspended Peterson through at least April the 15th under its personal conduct policy. All of the Lone Star NBA teams had the night off last night. Tonight, Brooklyn is in Houston at 7, and San Antonio heads to Sacramento. They'll tip that one off at 9 o'clock. In SEC basketball action, Vandy coach Kevin Stalling has apologized for a post-game incident Thursday in which he was caught on camera berating Commodores player Wade Baldwin IV profanely, and at one point saying, "I'm going to expletive kill you." Stalling told ESPN he did not mean his words literally when confronting Baldwin, who had taunted a Tennessee player in the postgame. In the PGA at the Honda Classic, Jim Herman made his way around the PGA National with a bogey-free round of 5 under 65 and a one-shot lead. And finally, Earl Lloyd, the first NBA black player, has passed away at the age of 86. Lloyd made his NBA debut in 1950 for the Washington Capitals. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or the regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue and College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical meets tactical.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check the weather for you in a few minutes. Kyle Cassett will join us after the top of the hour from Austin. Well, this week we learned about two tasty products from different food makers, one being test marketed. The other one is in grocery and big box stores across the nation right now. They are Girl Scout Thin Mint Ice Cream Bars. How about that? And Taco Bell Hot Sauce Chips. Now, the Taco Bell chips are being tested. They're based on the three levels of hot sauce flavors that are available at the restaurant. That'd be mild, medium, and hot. A tipster who reported their existence described them as like Doritos covered in Taco Bell sauce. So if you've done that, you can look forward to this. Kind of an interesting deal here. Mom suing a company for using her son's photograph on product packaging without her permission. The photo, which is of her 11-month-old son, was used on a type of firework that apparently shoots flaming balls. The gray area here is that the little boy is actually a famous internet meme. You might have seen him as Success Kid. Copyright laws drop memes under the fair use, which means that it's okay for people to use them and to modify them as long as they are not getting any financial gain from them. So if that's done, but Sammy's mom arguing that the fireworks company is getting financial gain from the photo because they're using it to sell the product, she's probably right. Anyhow, they posted the photo of her son on Flickr in 2007, and now pretty much anybody on the internet has seen that photo. I haven't, but
I don't think I have either.
Not like everybody on the internet, so we'll see.
Very true.
Okay, how about potty training? Let's talk a little potty training this morning.
I've seen the Success Kid. Just
have you?
Came
okay.
back.
I'm yeah. glad there was one
yep.
of us. Okay.
One of us.
New Hampshire mom, Katie Chattel, recently trumpeted to the Washington Post that she had successfully potty trained her 3-week-old infant, Jesse. The practice is called Elimination Communication, or EC for short. It's a lot cleaner. Katie said she learned it from a neighbor. Katie just held her son over the toilet. But by 15 months, Jesse had been sitting on the toilet by himself. At 3 months, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's...
We'll see. Maybe so. I don't know. We'll see. Don't
Seems know. To me you'd be standing there for a long time.
I'm thinking that's probably right. So let's see. One bad night's sleep apparently can trigger the urge for you to eat more fatty foods the next day. So today, as you're at the pizza buffet, realize that you really had a bad sleep last night. You just didn't realize it until you had to do that.
Or when you're standing in front of the chocolate fountain going, what do I put in there? It's because you had a bad night's sleep. The new study from the University of Pennsylvania says that one night of no sleep altered the function which is known as the salience network. In other words, what satiates you. That pathway into the brain guides your decision-making the next day. The study examined the brain scans of people who had been sleep-deprived, and the researchers were able to accurately predict how much more fat a person might eat the next day.
That is easily explained.
Okay.
If you are that tired,
yeah,
you don't care what it is.
That's right.
It's what's the easiest and the fastest.
Once again, how many marshmallows can I put in the chocolate fountain? That's all that matters. All right, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's going to be okay today. We've got a slight chance of showers today, but it increases up to as much as a 50% chance of rain throughout the weekend and on into Monday. Good news is the temps will continue to go up. 44 today, about 50 tomorrow, near 70 on Saturday, on Sunday, and Tuesday, 75. How's that? WTAW, College Station, Bryan.